Every 20 years, a state constitutional revision commission meets to propose changes to the document after holding public hearings across the state. In Jacksonville, several people asked for felons to have their voting rights restored after serving their sentence. Others spoke for or against requiring a waiting period before a woman can have an abortion. Leanne Gustavus spoke in favor of open primary elections. She's registered as an independent, so she couldn't vote in the presidential Democratic or Republican primaries.
Your voting voice isn't heard until, you know, the final election, and by then you've only got two people to choose from. You know, I didn't get to get my voice heard, you know, because I would have voted for Bernie had I could.
She came with several others who spoke on the same issue. Other speakers didn't come with the group. 24-year-old FSCJ student Adrian Miller asked for easier access to college, like more financial aid or, ideally, free tuition.
When you have your rent is due, a class doesn't seem as important. Sometimes kids flunk out and then they can't pay for classes out of pocket until they're eligible for financial aid again. Sometimes school suffers.
Other people spoke about gun laws. One man said he'd like his daughters to be able to carry a gun on their college campuses. The commission is made up of 37 members, mostly appointed by Governor Rick Scott and Republican legislative leaders. Whatever constitutional amendments they propose will appear on state ballots next year, and 60% of voters must approve them. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.